According to the president, your income rose by $7,000 over the past 2 years. But did it really? It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 23rd day of October. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. The WeWork meltdown and Newman's $1.2 billion. It's big news. Have you heard of Sunday Riley, the skincare company? You will today. Shipping containers, the new affordable housing. Those stories and much more, along with our small business spotlight, that this week shines on entrepreneur Chris Sengens. From coins to jewelry to manufacturing display cases, retirement isn't in his future. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Hey, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. Let's get into it, shall we? At a cabinet meeting earlier this week, President Trump said that the average American has seen his or her income increase by $7,000 over the past 2 years. He was citing his tax cut package and better economic conditions nationwide. But not so fast. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, that's the government agency that tracks and compiles incomes, the inflation-adjusted median income rose by $1,400 in the past 2 years, or 2.3% from 2016 to 2018. That compares with a 5% gain under former President Barack Obama, who took office during the last recession, and a decline of 4.2% under George W. Bush, which included the start of the 2008 financial crisis. Even if you add estimates on the benefits from the Republican tax cuts, income gains still don't rise to the level that Mr. Trump highlighted. The Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center estimates that middle-income earners received about a $930 reduction in taxes on average for the overhaul passed in late 2017. But Mr. Trump's tariffs on Chinese goods all but wiped out those benefits, all that according to research from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Well, it's been a rough ride for the thousands of folks associated with the co-working real estate firm WeWork, but not so much for its founder, Adam Newman. Yesterday, WeWork's board agreed to take a bailout from SoftBank, which will receive a majority stake. In the deal, which is yet to be formally announced, the Japanese conglomerate will provide $6.5 billion to the business as it's on the verge of running out of money. SoftBank will also buy as much as $3 billion worth of stock from shareholders at the lowest price since 2015. Now, most employees who sell their shares to SoftBank will do so for far less than the paper value that their stakes were when they were issued. Meanwhile, in the bailout, Newman is said to collect plenty. In addition to a consulting fee of about $185 million, a $500 million credit line, and the ability to appoint two board members, he'll walk out with a lion's share of the cash. In exchange, Newman will step down from his role as chairman. Now, if you do the math, Newman is expected to walk with $1.2 billion, while the company currently is laying off hundreds. Guess it's how we work. You know, one of the things a company shouldn't do is post phony product reviews of its product. That's what the Federal Trade Commission said in its settlement yesterday with beauty brand Sunday Riley. The original complaint was that the company's employees wrote positive fake reviews on beauty store Sephora's website to boost sales between November of 2015 and August 2017. The FTC barred Sunday Riley from misrepresenting the status of a person reviewing products. The commission also ruled Sunday Riley must instruct its employees and agents to disclose their connections to the company in any endorsements according to that order. Neither the company nor Sunday Riley, its namesake chief executive officer, admitted or denied any wrongdoing. You know, there's been increasing calls for affordable housing. And filling that void are modular and even now container homes. Now, really, houses that are created by using shipping containers. As labor shortages and tariffs continue to drive up the cost of single-family homes, some folks are turning to factory-built homes and, yeah, shipping containers. Cheaper, faster to build, and more environmentally friendly modular and container homes can make housing truly affordable. And with their nod to the streamlined utilitarian style of mid-century modern, they're also popular among design aficionados. And, unlike tiny houses, container homes have room to grow. That seems like a trend. Speaking of housing issues, last week's climb in interest rates caused a drop in mortgage demands. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, mortgage application volume fell by 11.9% compared with the previous week. However, volume was still 54% higher than a year ago because interest rates were significantly higher last year. The average contract interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage with conforming loan balances, that's for $484,000 or less, increased to 4.02% from 3.92%, with points increasing from 0.38 from 0.35. That includes the origination fee. All those for loans with a 20% down payment. The rate was 109 basis points higher than the same week last year. Well, this morning, Boeing said it cut production of its flagship Dreamliner and has delayed the arrival of a successor to its 777 mini jumbo jet. All of this piles new pressure on a senior management team as the continued safety grounding of its 737 MAX sliced third quarter profits. The world's largest plane maker said it also is delaying plans to step up production on its money-spinning 737 line in the Seattle area and would not hit a record level 57 aircraft monthly deliveries until late 2020. That's months later than previously planned. Now, despite the trio of industrial setbacks, Boeing shares were up by 3.5% as a steady estimate of a 737 MAX return in the fourth quarter appeared to be overshadowing the downside of the 787 production cut. And finally, if you got some extra cash lying around, be like a celebrity and invest in virtual reality. Some of America's biggest stars are investing in a Hong Kong-based virtual reality startup. You know the names. Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, and Will Smith are among the A-listers who, together with Silicon Valley venture capital firm Kraft Venture, have plugged $11 million into Sandbox Virtual Reality. The company, which specializes in fully immersive multiplayer virtual reality games, has now raised a whopping $82 million and plans to have 16 locations up by the end of 2020. Now all we need is the time to fully immerse ourselves in virtual reality games, right? Hey, coming up next, and in our small business spotlight, you'll learn more about the new changes that have come to longtime coin and jewelry dealer Chris Senjans. Hold on. Now there is a third small business that Chris is running. All of that is just a click away.